going out to our mobile distribution sites where you would actually then be with our truck driver on site helping offload the truck and give out the boxes of food that we're trying to distribute. And we do that in the form of general mobile distribution, so that we call mobile pantries. We do it in this summer nutrition program model. A lot of times we have to box up food, be it for our senior food box program, be it for our summer nutrition program. So, you know, that's kind of a neat experience for people, a great team building experience for workplaces. You know, it's an assembly line, and it really, for efficiency, requires usually 20 to 30 people who can just take a role on that assembly line, and for 2, maybe 3 hours, they're just plugging along, doing their role. But the tangible thing is that at the end of the day, they often see that they've packed, you know, anywhere from 700, 800, 900,000 boxes. And, you know, the ability to feel like you did that in just a 2 or 3 hour window and you contributed that to the community. And then, you know, there are things to help us, you know, as we make appeals to donors, you know, help us maybe, you know, send things out to them. We have food sorting activities where when food comes in, especially from the retail community, it's donated food product, it's very valuable to us, but it hasn't been sorted. It comes, you know, just kind of pulled off the shelf. And so the ability to look at it, assess it, make sure it is it's still in a safe condition, and then organize it by the categories that we can then kind of share with our partner agencies and make sense of what they're receiving.
Well, it's another way to be involved in the community, and as the needs continue to grow, it's easy, it can be fun. Every time I'm over there, from the food bank coordinators to, you know, the volunteers, you're going to have a good time. And especially if you do it as a group, if you organize a group or you do something through work or any number of other places.
That's a great expression. Thank you for saying that, because it is fun. I mean, and it does work very well when you already come with kind of a pre-assembled group, be it a church youth group, be it a workplace volunteer group. But you also see some bonding going on when disparate individuals are thrust into that assembly line. Mm-hmm. And now you're working side by side with this person. You might chat them up a little bit as you're working, you know, things of that nature. Yeah, it tends to be very fun. And we do get a lot of people coming as a place to fulfill community service. You know, maybe they've gotten a ticket for some reason, or, you know, they got to do community service for school, or anything of that nature. And often while their start with us is to fulfill required hours, they'll come back and volunteer after they're done, because they have had such good experience just doing that work as a volunteer. They want to continue doing it, even though it's no longer required, so to speak. So, you know, it just, I think things like that show the power of engagement and the power of the experience for people.
Well, and if you haven't worked with the food bank in recent years, or it's been a while since you've done it, you'll find things have really changed. You have really, like you said, streamlined a lot of things. Not that it never was, but it's just, you walk in and it's just so professional the way everything is set up, whether it's conveyor belts or just everything about what you do with the food bank. If you haven't done it recently, you're going to be surprised at just some of the upgrades that have happened.
Well, I appreciate that, Ted, and I appreciate your recognition of that, because we have to constantly evolve as an organization. I mean, the food bank has been in existence since 1982, and if we were the same organization we were in 1982, I think we'd be failing the community. So, you know, we really do have to evolve with the times, and, you know, some of that is driven by the scale of need. I mean, we're facing really, as a nation, kind of unprecedented food insecurity. The national rate is about 1 in 6 people. The local rate is about 1 in 10 people face food insecurity. So, you know, these really are numbers that we should not be comfortable with, and you just have to work harder when you have those kinds of high need situations within the community. And I mean, we're putting out about 7 to 8 million meals a year, which there needs to be more within the community. I mean, we're working to a scale that we're capable of and that we can afford. You know, it's you know, expensive to operate at the scale we operate at. And so we're doing what we can, but with the need we see in the community, You know, there are times when we run out of food at food distributions, and that is, is heartbreaking. You know, and so we recognize there is a greater need than we're able to fulfill sometimes.
Well, it's got to be tough on the volunteers. You've got no more.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. I mean, they're just kind of like, what do you mean you don't have any more?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's capacity to what you can bring on a certain truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's maybe plenty back at the warehouse, but you can only move food so much in the constraints of certain logistics, you know, and so, when we have to operate mobily or, you know, our partner agencies, I mean, they are such hardworking partners in the community, very volunteer driven. Again, they have some capacity constraints, and we have to share the resources with multiple agencies, multiple pantries.
Sure.
So, you know, no particular pantry can get as much as it would like for the needs they're facing, because the assets we have, the inventory we have, are for an entire community. We serve Caroline County, King George County, Spotsylvania County, Stafford County, the city of Fredericksburg, a sliver of Orange County, the Locust Grove community. So when you're dealing with that scale of jurisdictions that you have to serve as well, you know, you just have to be fair, you have to be equitable in trying to share your food resources.